proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and today I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript, as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources, at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into part one of this lesson entitled, Overcome Evil with Good. Have you ever had a time in your life that it seemed the more you lived for the Lord, the worse things got? Many heroes of the faith experience the same thing. Today we are looking at Joseph's trials and how God used them to prepare him to preserve his family during the famine in Egypt. The Apostle Paul exhorted us in Romans 12, verse 21, saying, "Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." Joseph, indeed, shows us how to do it. The life of Joseph covers the last 13 chapters of the book of Genesis. God used Joseph in a mighty way to preserve the nation of Israel before it was large enough to be a nation. Before God could use Joseph in this way, however, he allowed him to pass through a series of difficult tests. First was the test of truthfulness. God is a God of truth. This Hebrew word, emet, is also translated as faithfulness. Deuteronomy 32, verse 4 says, "He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he." Also Psalm 33, verse 4 reads, "For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth." Jacob asked Joseph to report on his brothers. The Bible says, Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. But note, it was their behavior that was evil, not Joseph's. He was merely bringing the facts, the truth, to his father. However, Joseph's brothers hated him without cause. They were the ones in the wrong, but because Joseph's righteousness convicted them, they hated him. They were also very jealous of Joseph because there was a power struggle going on among the older 10 brothers. God also gave Joseph 2 dreams concerning the future and Joseph's relationship with his brothers: the sheaves of the field that bowed down to Joseph's sheaf, and the sun, moon, and 11 stars which bowed to Joseph. Some say that Joseph should have kept his dreams to himself, but Joseph was a man of truth, and he let the truth be known to his brothers regardless of the cost. The brothers cast Joseph into a pit which was an empty water cistern. At first, they were going to kill him, but at Reuben and Judah's urging, they sold him instead to the Ishmaelites as a slave. So, for being truthful, Joseph ended up as a slave, far away from his home and his father, whom he loved. Joseph's brothers lied to their father Jacob by allowing him to think that Joseph had been killed by a wild beast. They concocted this huge falsehood and allowed their father to believe it for over 20 years. Why? To cover up their evil behavior and to preserve their positions of power in the family clan. They were the heads of the tribes of Israel, the patriarchs. Yet they lied, and everyone believed them because of the position that they held. Joseph's brothers, however, forgot that God is a God of truth. We can never lie and get away with it. Later, when they went to Egypt to buy food, their guilty conscience haunted them. They said in Genesis 42, "We are very guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the anguish of his soul when he besought us, and we would not hear. Therefore, this distress has come upon us." I am sure that Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher had nightmares of the day when they sold Joseph into slavery. Their guilty conscience reminded them over and over what they had done to their brother Joseph. Over and over in the Genesis narrative, we were reminded that the Lord was with Joseph. Even in such a difficult situation, God gave Joseph favor in the sight of his Egyptian master. However, events would take an even greater turn for the worse. Yet Joseph believed God that he would overcome evil with good. Now I want to thank you for joining us today as we've been discussing this Hebrew nugget on the life of Joseph. So I invite you to join us again next time as we will have part two of this important lesson. Now if you'd like to hear this program again, or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, simply visit us at our website at ibjm.org. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.